KLIF News Time is 5:40. All right, Dave, when's the last time you showered?
Let me think for a second.
You have to think?
Yeah, I have to think.
Did you not shower this morning?
No, I did not shower.
Really? I was wondering what that smell was.
Stop. You're not helping this story at all. Actually, it was the evening before last.
The evening before last? Really?
Will you stop? You just told me you wash your hair once a week. I wash my hair at least twice a week.
But I only need to wash it once a week.
Well, see? I only need to shower two times, three times a week.
I shower every morning.
Well, good for you.
I feel gross if I don't.
Miss Goody Two-Shoes.
I feel gross if I don't shower every morning.
No wonder you smell so sweet and fresh.
You can't say that. Now, that's sexual harassment, see?
Don't start.
Anyway.
The story is that you shouldn't be showering every day because it's not good for you.
But most people do.
But you don't have to and you shouldn't. That's all the story is. It had nothing to do with when I last showered.
I know, but I'm just curious.
Okay. It's all right. Anyway.
So the story is you don't have to shower every day?
That's right.
And that's it.
The American Academy of Dermatology gives parents advice about how often to bathe their tots based on how dirty and smelly they get, but there's no actual medical guidance on when a person or how often a person should shower every
year.
Well,
my kids were little. I mean, no one gives their kid a bath every day. It's too cumbersome. It's too much work.
Oh, boy. Nobody gives their kids a bath every day?
I don't think so.
Every
not little ones.
Every mom I've ever known gives.
Do?
Yeah.
Oh, every day? Not a little baby.
See, you're just getting into this.
Not
it's
a
like
little
it
baby.
It doesn't matter what other people do. We're just telling you what the story is.
Okay.
That the skin experts, the skin people. Yes, the skin people. The attack of the skin people. They say that it removes essential oils from your hair and your skin. It'll dry out your skin. It makes your skin age. It strips your skin of moisture.
But have you ever smelled a teenager? Oh,
I'm not. Nobody's saying people should walk around smelling. Golly. Why are you difficult this morning?
Because it's fun.
The thing is, and they also said, I don't know if it's in this story, but I just read a couple days ago. Those hot showers are really bad for you.
Yeah, it dries out your skin.
You should just have, and it's just not good for...
you should say a tepid shower, a lukewarm
just
shower.
As long as you're not cold, that's all. Warm enough just so that you're not cold.
I love a hot shower, though.
I know. Nothing better than a hot shower.
I don't
understand it. I can't stand it. My skin is extremely sensitive, so I can't take it. But at any rate... That's the story.
Are you going to shower tomorrow morning, I hope?
I don't know. And I'm not going to tell you. And by the way, here's the rest of the advice. Even if you do smell and you get in the shower to wash off the smell, this one particular expert, David LaFell,
author of... Says it doesn't do anything?
Total Skin, the Definitive Guide to Whole Skin Care for Life, the chief of dermatology at Yale School of Medicine. He said, all you have to do is clean your armpits and your groin. Don't overdo it. Don't go crazy with your legs and your back and all that stuff.
You just have to clean the parts
that
get
smelly. Yeah.
That's what you do if you wake up late.
And speaking of...
You just clean those parts.
Speaking of smelly parts... If you've ever, I love the way this story was written. It says, if you've ever longed to immerse yourself in a steaming bath of chicken broth, the opportunity has now presented itself.
Like matzo ball soup? You can immerse yourself in matzo ball soup?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. You have to be in Japan, but KFC in Japan has announced a partnership with a Japanese retailer to produce fried chicken scented bath bombs.
I don't want to smell like fried chicken. I'm sorry.
Apparently, some people think this is pretty cool. You smell delicious.
You smell like 11 secret herbs and spices.
These bath bombs, they're shaped like drumsticks and will be crafted with 11 secret herbs and spices, allowing you to soak in deep-fried scented glory.
But it's going to be hard to get one because you have to do a whole bunch of... You have to jump through hoops.
Yeah.
First of all, you have to follow KFC Japan on Twitter.
Right.
And then you need to retweet the retweet the promotional post of the bath bomb.
Yeah.
And then 100 individuals will receive their very own bath bombs.
Well,
let's try this and see.
All that aside,
let's follow KFC Japan.
Try to win.
And retweet the post.
No, what we could do? Let's have Robin do it. So if she wins, she can take her chicken broth shower or bath one morning, come in here, walk into the studio,
and we smell
it and say, "Now, okay, it works. Get out of here." And she'll go back into her own studio.